Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a marvelous Monday morning. Ray, you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm not quite ready because I can't hear without my glasses. So I got to get my glasses right. But I don't know. Did you get that? Anyway. All right.
Okay.
Let's get started here. You guys say good morning to Tamara.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay. All right, guys. I know it was a long weekend for a lot of people. Was it? Well, y'all tell me I can't do what? Yeah, you can't. Yeah, so I can't hear without my glasses. Ray didn't get it, but y'all got it. Anyway. It was a long weekend, and I know it was really long for some of you guys, all that bad news that you got out and everything else. So I actually sent what I sent after everybody kept saying, did you hear this? Did you hear this? Did you see this? And it's okay, because everybody's going to get what they get. Bama Boy sent me a little thing, crying with tears and all that, because they ain't got a TNT update. So that's why I sent it out to you guys. It's about how people feel without a TNT update. So I'm going to send that out to you. A lot of things came out over the weekend, including, I guess, some other gurus and some even so-called gurus want to be gurus or in the news. Probably figured out what I said on Wednesday about the parallel rate being the same. So, but we did discuss that on Wednesday, I'm pretty sure, and on Friday, even though the news article just came out over the weekend. So, you'll see. Is there any good news today? Yes. Even though the budget didn't come out over the weekend, they're saying they're going to vote on it today or tomorrow. Now, that's what the majority of the article said, is what my guy thinks, today or tomorrow. Some articles are still coming out saying this month, which is still true, because today or tomorrow is still this month. So we'll see where it goes. We tweet out the banks did go home over the weekend. They told them to enjoy themselves. Yeah, Ben Bush, okay. He's all right. He's all right, yeah. Anyway, they were told to go home, enjoy themselves, not to expect anything as far as the currency over the weekend. Others were told, and we just got not 10 minutes ago from Fed Reserve, they think this is our week. Iraq thinks this is our week. They actually think Tuesday or Wednesday could be our days, but sometimes this week we should get this thing started. Everybody and their grandmother says it's still this month. Everybody. Treasury thinks it's at the end of the month. Now, here's our thing. And it makes sense to me because it always has. And it tells you that. They're not going to tell us 2, 3, 10 days before it happens and everybody just stops spending currency, because the country can't go 10 days with nobody spending currency. That just doesn't make sense. Right? Everybody say, right. Right, that don't make sense. Shut down the economy for 10 days. But we do know on Friday, they shut down their economy because they shut down all the digital currency, right? All the electronic things, all the debit cards, all the international transactions through the debit cards. Nobody could do anything. CBI was still operating. But I don't know, you guys think about it now and today, society. How many people actually use cash every day. I mean, use cabbage every day. Most of us use a credit card, debit card, or wiring system, right? Wire money every day. Hardly ever. I don't even go buy gas with cash anymore. Go in the store, buy soda, just still use my card at the POS. So imagine what Iraq has done so far. Today's the third day. I know there's no cards, no debit cards, no bank cards, no electronic transactions going on. So what do we think could be going on? But he thinks what I'm being told is slowly resetting the card system. Even though they said they added to the banking system, yeah. Redoing the numbers. Hopefully whenever they come back live, we will see the new rate. But how many days can they go that way? No electronic system. Oh, they went 50 years with it before, right? Told everybody to use, they used the dollars. Didn't know how to use it. But now that they've shut everything down, trying to force everybody to use a dinar, but they have no lower dinar. So everybody's walking around with a wheelbarrow full of money. There's no import-export going on. There's no international business going on. Nobody can buy airline tickets. Nobody can send money overseas like they do every day. None of the people in school have access to their money because all their cards have been shut off. How long does that last before it comes back with what we hope to be the real deal, the RV itself? So I'm with them. I'm looking for something to happen this week. I'm looking for Wednesday. If they vote today and tomorrow like they say they're going to do, hopefully the budget goes Wednesday, goes in the Gazette, they make the announcements. So what about the rate? Like I said, CBI has had the rate for 4 months. 4 months. It's between 341 and 410, I think is what I tell you. Just waiting for the day when they're supposed to pop it out. The budget is saying, again today, they vote everything. I think they still got four paragraphs left. $70 was the price per gallon that the budget was built on. Within that budget, something they've never had before, Social Security, retirement checks, everything, especially, and how are they doing all this with no money, without revalued currency? Because we know they have money because they said they had $128 billion in reserves. Oil is selling, what did you say, $76 today, right where they want it, between 70 and 80, $76. So they're making money. Prominent article again today is point of sale. Is in full effect 1 June, full effect. They're using it now in most places, but full effect 1 June. What's today, the 22nd? So that's in, what, 9 days, 10 days, because 31, 10 days or less. We will see what we're going to see. I don't think they can keep the market shut down for the next 10 days. So it should be less. Everybody knows it's coming. They know it's coming. We just don't know what day. We know what rate, and we know how to act. So, did I leave anything out, Ray? Don't be depressed. You guys are depressed because you hear it. So, because it didn't happen over the weekend, because this day was a possibility and not. Because Iraq never does what they say. Even right now, I don't think they're going to do what they say. I think they're going to surprise us and do something different. So, that's all. So, yeah, they did set new regulations for the cars, but they're the same as the old regulations. And it's just a know your customer. It's on the banks, it's their responsibility to follow these rules and regulations. But it was the same as it was before. Even though they say it's new regulations, except for the limits. They changed the dollar limits, 300 USD per day, not to exceed 3,000 per month. They're making them the same limits that ours are. Well, how are you going to do that? If theirs is worth less than ours, how are we going to have the same limits that are on our cars? That just doesn't make sense to me. Well, if theirs is worth more than the dollar, or the exact same as the dollar, how can they have the same limits? Just like over here, we can spend $300 a day on our car, but over there, they can only spend $30. Who does that make sense to? Nobody. Things have changed. All right, Ray, let's get started.
All right. Let's start off with Tall. Too Tall is celebrating his birthday on Tuesday, May the 22nd.
Is he from Texas?
Too Tall.
Is Too Tall?
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to party, party, time to celebrate.
All right.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell a story real quick.
All right.
So, guys, I got a lot of comments this morning from people and things about, you know, how we feel. Because today's my father's birthday. It's his first birthday without. So we had to think about it. But I got to tell you guys, as long as I've known my father, and I've known him since the day I was born, his birthday was always May the 23rd. Isn't that right, Ray?
And still
May
is.
It still is. He had to leave this earth for somebody to tell us, no, it was the 22nd. It's been the 23rd our whole life. So, how you gonna say it's the 22nd? Now, after he's gone, now you're gonna say it's the 22nd. So, anyway, it's kind of funny because some of you people are young enough to remember, like Walt, and, you know, some others. Let me see, Danny's probably close to in that club. Oh, Danny might be older than Walt. Anyway. Some of you guys, I definitely don't remember. They didn't keep track of your birthdays well. My aunt actually had two birthdays. You know, you think a day difference is something? One of her birthdays is in March. The other one was in September. Now, how do you do that? Way back then. So, anyway, it's just something funny I was going to pass on. I know a lot of y'all probably went through that same experience. All right, Ray, let's go.
All right. Next is Pathfinder. Any news on Sterling, or is that subject a dead duck? Did we
what about
present
Sterling?
The monies by denomination? Oh, that's a different. Any news on Sterling? No news on Sterling. Those who filed a claim to get their property back are waiting to hear back from the government to see if we're going to get our property. Property being the currency that we paid for. Pathfinder says, I know it has been said before, however, I forgot. Do we present the monies by denomination or by date of purchase? I guess they mean at exchange time. I don't know whoever said present it by date of purchase. Bank doesn't care when you bought it.
I don't even know what that means. So listen.
That's what I'm assuming. Do you give them the currencies based on the date you purchase them or what's on the face amount? I don't know.
You're going to give them $20 million and you say, I bought these three on Monday and these three on Friday. Or I bought this four 10 years ago and this five last week. It's going to add up to the same thing. What you're looking for, I think, is more important is, you know, which one you're going to pay taxes on. They said it's long-term gain or short-term gain. And as far as I'm concerned, all mine is long-term gain, if that's what it comes down to.
No, it isn't.
Huh?
No, yours is not long-term gain.
Oh, okay. Well, all mine is not.
You just had some delivered 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't either.
You did.
Okay. I might have said that 2 weeks ago, but it's not what I'm going to say a week ago. Anyway, I'm just telling you.
Woo, all right.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys have to get with your tax people on that. My understanding to this day is there won't be any taxes on the dinar. So I don't know. I'm not going to get involved in that debate because I got sense enough to say the bank is not going to tell them. He said $50 million was from 10 years ago and $30 million was from last week when they send the document to the IRS. I doubt there's even a line for that. It's just how much was it and how much did you get? And that's all I'm be concerned with. All right. What's next?
All right. Ned now says, do you see a need for our debt ceiling talks and agreement be completed or something agreed before we see the release?
I don't see it, guys, because it doesn't matter. What we're going to do, we get the money either way you look at it. So let's look at it. All right. Republicans want them to write down the debt, take some things off the table. All those things involve and I'm looking at it in the middle, in all honesty. All those things involve people losing privileges, because they do. They were sent first. And there's people can't afford not to lose them, but they're losing privileges.
Right.
The Democrats, on the other side, they want to take away some things. And they want to make it up by charging all those who can afford to be charged even more, which is going to be a lot of you, whether you like it or not. So $400,000 above, they want to charge more. Multimillionaires and above, they want to charge more. So that's going to be all of you on this call, probably. But so it's the first group, because some people only going to have $100,000, $200,000. And it's going to be gone, but they will have enjoyed the moment and then paid the price. I don't think the RV is going to solve either one of those problems. It's going to put more money in there. He's going to be able to write the debt down just like Clinton did, pay some bills, do everything else. But that doesn't help the budget. That just helps the debt itself. Over his last year or 2 years in office, whatever it may be. That's what that's going to take to write it down. Because it's not going to happen the next day or the next week. And Republicans aren't going to be happy because you wrote the debt down. They want the budget to stop going up. Those are two different items that's going to occur from this. So, no, I don't think it holds on that anyway. And remember, just like we're saying, Iraq doesn't care what's going on in Russia or Ukraine. How does that put food on their table? It doesn't. Till they change this rate, bring these businesses in, and change their own economy. Well, Iraq don't care what's going on in the U.S. Republicans, Democrats fighting, or the U.S. is about to default on their bills. How does that help us? We need to pay ours and get our things done. And I think that's where we're at. We're in the moment, guys. We're in the 10 days, I'm hoping and praying to God, where we need to be for that part to be over with. Nobody's doing the RV for the budget, or they would have did it the last 20 years for the budget. This year is no different. They do what they're doing every single year. And we haven't had the RV yet. So that is not a problem, wasn't it?
I can't believe this keeps coming up. Gleemass says, okay, if you don't have a trust before the exchange meeting, is it better to get one before or after the meeting with the private banker meeting?
Well, Ray said he can't believe it coming up. I guess that means he'll answer you for the 100th time. But let's see.
You have.
Guys, no. If you don't have one for the meeting, you're surely not going to get one during the meeting. It takes longer than that to write a trust up. And if you're only going to write up a skeleton trust, you can go on the internet and do that yourself right now. Go right on the internet and do it. Trust documents, put the name up there, go to get your federal ID number, and you got a skeleton.
No, Tony, don't support that.
Oh. Okay. Well, don't.
All they'll do is get themselves in trouble. You have no need to have a trust before you go do your exchange, people.
Yeah, and that is true. You don't.
Or any kind of trust. You don't need it, period, to go do an exchange. So leave it alone. Learn about it. Get it later when it's the best time to do that.
They always transfer everything over to the trust because that's what should happen. All right. But. Okay, I'm not supposed to tell you about skeletons. But anyway, yeah, you don't need a trust. All right.
Gilfin Air says, I bought all my dinar from sterling currency. Is the currency legit? Yes, as far as we know it is. Sterling never had an issue with currency not being legitimate currency. Let's see. Captain Willie says, I'm a bit confused. I understood that there was not a contract rate for the DOM, and now we're being told that there is a $50 million DOM limit for the DOM's contract rate. Would you please clarify this for me?
Yeah, I'll clarify for you. Well, we started this 20 years ago because it was 2003, right? God, can you believe it was that long? Oh, my God. Anyways. There was an actual contract between China and the United States to buy dinar from the U.S. citizens because China was not authorized the dinar. They weren't involved in it, so they couldn't participate in it. And their rate was $28.50. That was a contract rate that they were paying out everybody that was supposed to sell it to them. The banks were involved. They weren't going to do it. It was just the China. So many people were jumping on board, though, that the banks decided to offer $28.50, which was still the contract rate. And that's why it was called the contract rate, because they matched China and said, we'll offer the $28.50 too for all those who hadn't already signed with the groups. Well, with the DOM, they just came out with a higher rate. There was never a contract between Vietnam or anybody else for the banks. They just decided to offer a higher rate. We just continue to call it a contract rate. Now, are there limitations to those rates? Yes. We gave you the limitations we were told, 20 million, 50 million, that you get the higher rate on. So they could spread it out to more people. It's supposedly why they were limiting how much currency you get the higher rate on. All right, hopefully that clears it up, please.
Net Global says, what does it signify if we see the budget approved but no change in the exchange rate?
Well, it signifies that they're still waiting for a day to announce a change in the rate. And maybe if it's not Wednesday or the, not when the budget is approved or when it goes into the Gazette, then maybe it'll be on the 1st of June. That's all I can tell you. Because everybody else thinks it's going. It's live. The rate's here. They can wait for a budget, make sure it was there, make sure the government was in place. You know that. And that's the only other thing. Sudani was supposed to make changes to his government, supposed to do it within 6 months. And the U.S. requested that he remove everybody in his government who were part of the mobilization units, the Iranian units, everything else, who they have on the terror list. Because they're telling them some of your government officials that you assigned are on our terrorist list, and we want them removed from the government. He supposedly agreed to it. It's exactly what Maliki and the coordination or framework are fighting, because they're telling him he's letting the U.S. Tell them what to do and who to remove in their government. So that's the only, that is the only other fight that's left, guys, after this, if it goes to that. But all that's supposed to happen by the 1st of June. But remember, it got delayed. First, it was 90 days, and they delayed it 6 months. Well, they say they're going to do it right after they do the budget. He's going to name those 23 names he already had, and then a bunch of others are supposed to come out that he's going to remove. And then it's smooth sailing. So we'll see if that's before the RV or not. Okay, what's next?
All right. Josmo says, I thought I heard you say we won't be able to send wires for 30 days. Is that over a certain amount or all wires?
I thought I heard a pussy cat. You did. You did. You did hear a pussy cat. Oh, okay. My bad. It was wires over 500,000 is what I told you guys, that they didn't want you sending the first 30 days. Wires over 500,000, because they were Homeland Security was going to review them. They need to know who is coming from, who is going to. For terrorist actions, there's going to be a lot of money being moved, so you could find yourself caught up if you did, okay? So be very, very careful. All right, who's next? Wait, let me take a quick before I forget.
Okay.
So I know some of you are worried that you have said it. We'll probably keep a lot of notes. Fed Now starts on the 1st of June. Can you still hear me okay? Fed Now starts on the 1st of June. A lot of people are concerned about Fed Now because they don't know where it is. A lot of people are concerned about the digital currency that's starting on the 1st of July because they don't know where it is. And I'm saying a lot of people, and some of you guys listening, because the average everyday Joe out there don't even have a clue as to what's happening. They don't even have the information. So they're really going to get blind. But on effective 1 June, when Fed Now starts, you know how you go to the bank and you want to wire some money, and they say it'll be done in 2 hours, or, oh, you came after 1 o'clock, so it can't go until tomorrow. So look for them to get it tomorrow morning. All that. Well, all that's gone on the 1st of June. And most banks, the ones that are participating, have already started, like Wells Fargo. So now when you go in the bank, expected the 1st of June, and some banks right now, you'll be able to complete a wire, all the information, or you can do a wire on your phone, or you can do a wire on your laptop, whatever. You complete the wire, and within 10 minutes, the transaction is done. And it's supposed to be even faster than that. Now, I say within 10 minutes, because sometimes the bank will contact you and say, did you do this, just to make sure. And you say, yeah, boom, just like that, the wire is done. No more waiting, no more saying the bank got to send it to the feds got to verify it. That's why it takes 2 hours to get it. It's all going to be almost instant. And any transfer that you make, if you got to do electronic banking right now, and sometimes you do a transfer even to each other, just a bank transfer, PayPal transfer, a wire transfer, a Venmo transfer, and it takes a while to get there. Well, starting the 1st of June, all those are supposed to be instant. That's the difference. Now, not only is it supposed to be almost instant, I should say that, but it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So now we're not Friday afternoon saying, man, I didn't get to do that wire. Now I got to wait till Monday. So the guy probably won't get it till Tuesday. No. You're going online to your banking. You're going to do that wire. You're going to have it. If you do it on Saturday, it's going to have it in 10 minutes. If you do it on Sunday, it's in 10 minutes. There's no more waiting for the next banking day or business day. It changes the way U.S. and international wires will be completed in the time frame. So that's what Fed Now is. It's coming on the 1st of June. If we're still here in June, we'll talk about digital currency effective the 1st of July. But we're not going to worry about it until we have to worry about it. All right, what's next?
Okay, 209 area code, you're on.
Oh, I thought you were worried about it right now. I thought that was you. All right. Who is it?
209.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Wait.
Tony.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait. Hold on. Sorry. Y'all got to hold on. Okay, maybe I don't. You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello? Oh, okay. All right, let's go ahead and go.
209?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll call me back.
Okay, 209, go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon. Tony, in the 9.5 years I've been on this call, this is the very first time that you answered all of my questions before I could get on to ask my questions, so thank you. So, Ray, with that being said, may I give a shout-out to Walt and 206?
You just did. Okay. Thank you.
Well, what I want to say to them is we have newfound wealth, and that means we're going to have new friendships with the same mindset, and we are within 2 hours of each other because Walt's by – Fort Lewis
okay,
Army.
But we can't use our line for you guys to try to connect, ma'am. I'm sorry, but
okay,
others will start
you.
Trying to do the
God
same
bless.
Thing.
Bye.
We just limit it to Q&A. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Bye.
512 area code, you're on.
Well, hello, guys.
Greetings.
How are you?
Good morning.
Today?
I'm Ray super fantastic.
Well, I sure hope Ray had a super fantastic birthday weekend. Did you, Ray?
Yes, ma'am. Sure did. Thank you very much.
He still got a hangover this morning. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, Tony, you started talking about money wires. So I guess I'll go into that question that I had. When you're moving money around at the bank, what is the best way to move it without really creating, you know, the vicious transaction alarms at the bank. Because we were talking about doing exchanges, let's say for people who didn't have a lot of currency, but a little. And so if you combined that currency, you went in to do the exchange, but you wanted that money to go into their own personal account, and with the limits that the banks, I guess, are offering on transactions per day, what's the best way to do it? I mean, to transfer money from, like, the account that you set up to those accounts, to those individual accounts, because it could be maybe two or three different individuals that you're going to have to send money to.
All right, let me clarify something real quick. First of all, just so you guys know, Ray don't drink. So I've actually never, ever seen him have a drink in 64 years that I can remember. I've never seen him have a drink of alcohol, and I've never seen him smoke a cigarette or anything else, to tell you the truth. So he's a little weird in my family. But anyway, I wanted to clear that up. No, him and my sister are just alike. So me and my brother, we from the other side. Okay.
Wow.
So, the next thing is, guys, there is no way in, you know what I would say, that I would go in with a group of people, try to get an exchange done, and it all be in my name. That's going to be a problem, first of all. And then I got to separate it between 2, 3, 10 people and send all of them each of theirs, because nobody's going to agree on how much they should have got. Oh, and then they took the tax, they took the fee, and I didn't pay for 5% of the fee, and he needs to pay 50% of the fee, and blah, 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 which I wouldn't get involved in. On top of that, now if all the money's in my name and I put it in the bank and I start sending it out, I got to see, does the IRS look like I'm giving each one of them money and now I have to pay the gift tax, or they have to pay the gift tax, or somebody is paying that because they didn't get it put in their own account? Even if I got a banker to agree to give us all the rate, the same rate, there's no way I would put that money in my account. Now, how do you do it? You're going to have to wireless draw all at the same bank. You do an interbank transfer, and it's done, which I would insist, first of all, interbank transfer, so we just click, 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 and they can do it. There shouldn't be any transfer fees or anything else. But the legality of it all, as far as gift taxes, all that, who do it, that's going to be on you. And if one person gets upset and feel like they weren't treated right, and you guys are talking about you got $10 million each or $5 million each or $3 million each, and he got $500,000, as little as that, he goes to a lawyer. Any lawyer is going to take his case. Any lawyer, because they know somebody's going to pay the bill. One of y'all are going to pay the bill. So I wouldn't even get involved in it. That's my opinion. Okay?
And so if a person just had one currency note, I guess your suggestion is you just go to the bank and cash it in on your own.
That's what they should do. Just go cash it in. I mean, it's not going to make a difference. Right? One currency note?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you just put that note with all of the money that you have, you could get probably a higher rate than them walking in. If, say, per se, I had $10 million,
somebody has $100,000. Listen, somebody has $100,000 and you have $10 million. Right? You want to go in and say, give me your $100,000 note, I'm going to get you $28.50 for it. Right? So I'm going to get you $2.8 million for your $100,000 or for your $1 million. Right? Because I got $50 million. And then you're going to give them the $28 million. Right?
Right.
Okay, then that leaves us right where I started up. Who pays the gift tax on that? Who pays the fees on that? Who says right?
And if you got that worked out where they have agreed that we'll take care of any taxes or any fees out of our portion of the money, then I'm just trying to see if that would work. But
and it might work. You just gonna have to ask somebody other than me because I can't advise you on that because I would never do it.
Okay. I was just trying to find out what is the best way to transfer money around in the
transfer
bank.
Transfer in the bank. You're doing the transaction, have them open another account, and then there's no question about it. The bank knows they're putting it in your account, they know they're putting it over there. The only time it's questionable when you're transferring it to a separate bank or a different bank.
Oh, okay. And Ray, when we're looking into like investment financial institutions who can help you put together, you know, like the investment portfolios, and they pretty much say that they can help you earn at least, I guess, a 12% return on those portfolios for 5 years, is that kind of standard, a reasonable percentage or not?
What percent?
Well, that was just, if they say they can yield you a 12% for 5 years, is that pretty standard on those portfolios?
I don't know if it's standard or not.
Oh, okay. But I wanted that reasonable amount.
But somebody negotiated with who had over $300 million. That don't mean everybody else is going to get 12%, guys. Again, we just talked about last week, most institutions just this month started offering 4%. So we don't know what's going to happen with this 12, 15, 20%. But now that they are, I mean, I would definitely ask for it without a doubt.
Okay. Because I was just saying when they write it up like that in their proposals, when you're talking to them, would that be reasonable amount? But okay, I understand what you're saying when you say we need to negotiate. And then my last question.
Why are you looking for anything reasonable in the first place? You shouldn't be expecting anything reasonable unless you don't have a whole lot of money.
Yeah. I'm just saying I want the roof is going to be the goal, but I was just reading through. I'm just looking at some firms and I was just going through, you know, their information, and I just saw that listed as...
Oh, well, forget their information, because their information is not going to be what you want. That's what they want to feed to you. So whatever their information is, you automatically know to ask more than that. Double it.
Right, right. Yeah, depending on how much...
Way down.
Okay.
See, that's what I would do if I were you.
Sounds good. And like when they state that... they are held to the same fiduciary standards as an investment advisory firm. Does that really mean that they are a fiduciary, or that kind of leads you to think that they may not necessarily be officially fiduciary company?
Well, they say they're held to the same standards. That means we're not the same. It's just the same standards. If we're guided by the same laws and everything, then we are the same. But again, you're asking us for legal representation, and we can't give you that. You need to ask your attorney.
Okay. I was just trying to get that definition when we say fiduciary, and so if it's written up like that, because I know Ray kind of trained us on thinking in that realm. But that's
okay.
Fine. I think that works for me.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys for taking the question.
No way.
All right.
206 area code. You are on.
Greetings, gentlemen. Top of the day to you.
Yes,
Tony,
sir.
Howdy. Tony, I heard you saying June 1st for FedNow, and I always thought FedNow was starting July 1st. Am I confused?
Yep, you're confused.
Okay, what is starting on July 1st in the American banking system?
The U.S. digital currency is supposed to start July 1st. FedNow is supposed to start June 1st.
Okay, great. Now, as regards FedNow, thanks for clearing that up. That's going to be operational pretty quickly after we get into the banks. So as a result of that, that could apply very much to the way we would transfer funds. And I have not heard of there being any ceilings on the amount that FedNow will allow you to transfer. Have you heard whether the ceiling is basically whatever you have on deposit, or is there a ceiling on how much you can transfer in FedNow?
Okay. First of all, some banks have already started using the system. Already. I've already done transfers with this system already. So it's being used. So just nationally, everybody, banks are involved, are supposed to start on the 1st of June. So some banks have been testing it out, ready to get it. They found no problems in it so far. So they're already using it. Second of all, there are no restrictions that I know of in doing any wire transfers as long as you have the money. You can wire, which people do, $100 million as long as they have the money. FedNow doesn't change that, and that wasn't the restriction. I've told you guys that we've been advised from Homeland Security that any transactions over $500,000 may not go through as fast as they normally do, because those are the ones they are going to particularly be looking at. It has nothing to do with FedNow, Federal Reserve, or Treasury. This is a Homeland Security thing that's going to be happening. So they may be slowing those transactions down if they think there's an issue, if the name pops up, if the destination pops up, anything. If it's over $500,000, it may move slower than normal.
Okay, and that then is what you're saying would be in effect for the first 30 days post-RV. Is that right?
That's what we were told, yeah.
Okay. And so then my last question is, it's getting almost silly to talk about a particular day at this point when we're approaching the end of the month so quickly, but you are the opinion that we should be looking at this, high probability of looking at it starting on Wednesday. Is that right?
That is what I've been told, yes. The high probability of looking at Wednesday.
Good.
Now, after the budget is announced, which was supposed to be Wednesday this time, it could actually go any second.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys. As always, wish you a great rest of this day and look forward to the call on Wednesday. Have a great one.
All right, thank you. And again, guys, it could happen simultaneous. When they say, okay, we're going through, we took the vote, we get ready to put it in, it's going to be official, and that night, that early morning, the rate could be changed. So we just don't know. All we know is they're both projected to be done in the next 10 days. Okay. Fred?
All right. Yes.
I just want to see you still there. Yep.
918. You're on. 918-770. Okay. 865 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Greetings.
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
And we all should be. Absolutely fantastic, Tony. Tony, these rates that are floating around and you're hearing, where are those coming from? I missed that, and I forgive me. I was trying to pay attention to a dog, too.
I'm getting rates from my Iraq contact. I'm getting rates from my bank contact.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, your rates seem to be the most consistent of anybody I've ever heard, so I was just curious.
Okay.
Tony, now, on the budget side, you know, we've been hearing them bannering this thing around so long that I think all of us hate the word budget as a rule. Do you believe that at this point, finally, they've got this under control and it's truly going to, you know, get passed, or are they going to come up with a last-minute wrinkle?
Well, which budget are we talking about, the U.S. budget or the Iraq budget?
Oh, forget the U.S. budget. Those guys couldn't agree to that. It was Monday. I'm talking about Iraq. Ray, you can laugh.
Yeah. I think they're saying it down to the last four paragraphs. Now, even though they say that, guys, and it was about some of the new opportunities that are coming in and where they're going to move the money, there are still provinces today in the South that are saying they're going to boycott the vote because they don't think they got their fair share. So everybody else is saying, oh, it's all worked out, we're going to vote. And I don't know how many they need, but those provinces saying they're not going to vote. And I don't know how it's going to affect it, but we'll see. If they get through their four paragraphs today, they could take their vote this evening, they could take it tomorrow, they could take it Wednesday morning.
Was it your understanding, or maybe I misunderstood, you know, about this, that they would have to kind of show the rate before the budget was finalized, or is that not true?
I would think they would adjust the budget to the rate already, so when they come out with the budget, maybe they will have it in there already completed, or they'd have to redo all the numbers. Now,
Okay. Again,
they're saying they're redoing the numbers in the electronic system now. That's why they shut off the whole country, debit cards, credit cards, everything in electronic system. I'm just hoping that that's true. They're saying that's what they're doing. So when it comes back up, it should be the new rate.
Yeah, that makes 100% sense why they would shut it down, and I agree with you. You can't shut down a country this, you know, in perpetuity, you know, if you're not doing this in a quick manner, because, like you say, the people can't buy an airplane ticket. They can't go and buy goods at the stores because everything's shut down.
Right.
So we have to be on. I would think we're right on the edge of this thing.
It would make sense to me because right now all they can do is use dinar. And they just built a whole new electronic system, point-of-sale system, and they told everybody to use this system, and now you shut it down for 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. You shut down America for 3 days, I guarantee you nobody would be quiet.
No. So.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for all your information, as always. We appreciate you and Ray. Obviously, the dedication you guys have is paramount, and everybody does appreciate it. And incidentally, your system works great, Tony. I don't know why anybody has problems with it. I always get your emails. My wife gets your Twitter thing because I don't do Twitter, but she does, and she gets it, and we always get the call notification. So, guys, like I said, it's working great. I just thought you might want to know that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a
Thank
blessed
you.
Day.
Go ahead now.
All right. Hold on, Ray, for a second. Let me read this to you guys. Somebody sent this to me. It says, from our friend Google. And I got to get back into our friend Google. It says, what is
who?
The Fed now?
Huh? Oh, Google. Our friend Google.
Yeah. It says, what is Fed now? It says, the maximum amount for a Fed now credit transfer will be $100,000. Financial institutions can lower or raise their credit for a limit to $500,000. The Federal Reserve will evaluate the credit transfer limit on an ongoing basis and adjust as appropriate. So that's how it's supposed to work. But it is supposed to be, I mean, like almost instant when it goes through. And I tell you, I used it the other day, and it actually was, it shocked me. Because it was an online wire, and it was there in less than 5 minutes. The treasurer went through everything, which I've never seen a wire go like that. But now it's just easy. And it was done through the phone. That's what really got me, through the phone. And it went. So it's working. So let me tell you guys something else for us. It's a little bit off subject, but you got to know because she said from our friend Google. Me and my wife were watching a movie and we were talking. And I said something about Aria. Listen to me, Aria. And then what's the Google thing's name? Alexa. I said, hey, look, said that Alexa came on. Because it did, because we have Alexa in our house, we got Google in our house, we got a whole bunch of mess. But it just came on, right? I said, I'm telling you, I said, Aria and that Alexa came on and started listening to us. That's what I said, start going. You guys know how when the colors change, red, blue, green, and all that stuff. Anyway, we're talking, and we're watching a movie called Sisu. Anyway, we're talking, and I know that thing is listening. Oh, yeah, on her phone. She looked at her phone, and we were talking about the movie, and it came up on her phone. She said, I wasn't even talking to my phone. We were just talking, and it just popped up on the phone, the information, everything else. I said, I'm telling you, your phone is listening all the time. Google's listening all the time because that's what she gets on her phone. And what's her, oh, Alexa. But then out of the blue, she said, Alexa, what were we just talking about? And Alexa said, you asked blah, 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 blah. So we were like, oh, we weren't even talking to Alexa. But not only did it know what we were talking about, it had recorded it. I'm just telling you guys, because when it said from our friend Google, when you talk about things in a group, you go look on your phone, that's how all your advertisements are coming up. Because they're listening to your comments, suggestions, and then when you go to your phone, those are the advertisements that you see. And I know some people right now who absolutely will not have conversations in the room with their phone. They turn them off. They always put in their Google Assistant or Alexa, you know, when they're not talking, when they want to do something, it's the only time they turn them on. But as you saw this week in Congress, AI, if you guys are not paying attention, AI, the company who makes AI, Facebook, put out a warning to Congress, this is more dangerous than you guys even know. And I'm trying to give you advance notice right now. That's what they said in Congress. I'm just passing along to you. All right, Ray, let's go.
All right. 610 area code, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Hey, sir.
NBA.
Hey, G-Man. How you doing, man?
Doing super, Tony. How are you?
Good. I'm wondering if every time you do this and people hang up, do their phone come back and say TNT right here or something? Maybe we could work that out.
Yeah, have that TNT logo come up and have the payment key be right in their face so that they can click
yeah.
on it. How about that?
Okay. Thanks,
all
man.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Okay, here we go. Short version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. You will then be brought to the payment support page. Scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on the blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." That is your confirmation that your payments have gone through successfully. And if this is your first time sending in your payment electronically, please, after you get that confirmation that your payment has gone through, go back to the top of the payment support page. There you'll find a sentence that says, "Subscribe to our paid members list." Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And please, when you're typing in your email address, double check the spelling there. Make sure everything is correct. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name. Under that, type in your last name, and under your last name is the all-important subscribe key. After you've clicked on the subscribe key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, "Thank you for subscribing." That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your email address and name have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Really did.
You're all right. Very, very welcome.
Okay, 903 area code. We'll get you in. 340, you're on.
Hey, Ray, Tony.
Hi.
Looking for...
Hey, how are you doing?
All right. Hey, I'm looking at the rates for, and I'm looking at the caps with that. How would you suggest getting those around? Would you give it to another family member, or what would you do exactly?
Oh, you mean getting around those rates above and beyond?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not advising you guys on what to do. I'm
understand that 100%.
I would probably do, but I'm not telling you what to do in any shape, form, or fashion. Okay? So,
okay.
First of all, I would negotiate for the max, all I could get. Second of all, I would say, depending on how much I have, well, if the system, because you're going to have to put it in the system for me, but you guys, won't accept $28.50, he will then accept $28 because we're going to go through it. I'm telling you, that it's below the max. He didn't give me a time frame. Even again, he said, no, we got to go from $28.50 back down to $4.50. I can look him straight in his face and say, well, that ain't never going to happen. So give me my $28.50, and then I'm going to do four separate trusts with four other people, and you give each one of them. Because I don't have to transfer it, like I was telling her later. It's not somebody else's money, because they're going to be all my trust. Anyway, I don't have to say that to them. And we're going to negotiate now $28.50. We could have did one account if you just gave me $26 or $25, but you dropped down to $4.50. We're definitely not doing that. So there are ways to still consult without having 20 people's name on or somebody else that you're going to have to fight for. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing. You got to negotiate. You got to look that guy in the eye and say, you want 40, 50% of this, right? Do you want 40, 50% of 100 million or 40, 50% of 400 million? How are we going to do that?
Okay.
Since I know you're getting a commission off of it. Is that the part you want me to do? Or if it's 100 million, you're getting 40, 50% of 400 million, I might leave 60, 70% for a five-year period of time. Now we're negotiating. We're talking back and forth for that higher rate. Maybe not the $28.50 because there's a limit. But there's no limit on the $27, $26, $25, however we decide to break it down. But what we're not doing is going back to $4.50. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, sir. We'll close it out.
Wait. Don't start the music yet. I was never going to quit early. Hey, listen, guys.
I'm not quitting early.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. We're just not staying late.
Oh, okay. We've been going through this for years and years. There's been so many people, so many opportunities. And I don't want anybody to miss out on anything. But it does look like we're down to the last 10 days, God willing. And I sure hope he is willing to let this thing be up. So I want everybody to be here. I want everybody to stay here. I want everybody to get the information together because we rolled out and did this long. So in the last 10 days, see yourself. Please be involved in the email so you can get it when we do our first hour, 2 hours of this information, and everybody can go. But even if you're not, I want to make this clear, even if you're not, Ray is going to put it out later, but there are other people out there I'm sure you can get it from. There are other people out there who get information. I wouldn't rely on a whole lot after the information that went, because some of them throughout the years have said the craziest mess I ever heard in my life, or gave out the craziest advice I ever heard in my life. And I please do not do that. Some of the crazy mess, or the restrictions that they're telling you got to have a trust, you got to be part of their group, you got to have this and that. You don't have to do anything but go to the bank and exchange your currency, okay? There are people out there. There was a guy over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw it. Ray, I don't know if you saw it or not. He posted some information and said, Tony and Ray, you're too slow. Y'all not keeping up, blah, blah, blah. and I went back, and I said, well, you're announcing something that I announced last Wednesday and Friday about the parallel rate being the same. And he would have said it too slow. That's not the part. Because anybody say what they want, do what they want. But I saw it, and he's trying to get everybody to follow him on Facebook and Instagram and that. Guys, throughout the years, 20 years been here, people have always tried to throw my name out there or throw Ray's name out there, try to get followers or clickbait or click so they can get paid. And I'm just telling you guys to be careful. Not just right here at the end, but especially afterwards and you have all this money. Be careful. You guys didn't have information, weren't advised you for the last 20 years, don't know what to do. And more importantly, that guy was going to send to him, well, if we're too slow, why are you even listening to our call? That's the part I didn't get. And I know he's listening, he wouldn't have said, Tony Ray, you're too slow. Then go get your own information and be able to do that. But for you guys, I'm saying the same thing. I want us all to be here and do everything we can do. But if you're not, there's some other people out there. Just be careful. That's all. I'm going to still try to remember the things that we've talked about for the last 20 years, how to, you know, put your money to work before you start spending it, how to safeguard your money, how to build a legacy for you and your family. Do those things. And don't ever, 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 I'm telling you guys, ever let anybody rush you into anything. If somebody say, hey, man, you need to do it now. You need to send the money now. It has to happen in the next hour. I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10 or 99 out of 100, you're going to come out better if you say, okay, I'll see you on the next one. Okay, I'll skip this one. Because if it's that urgent, that important, I'm pretty sure it's not going to turn out the way it is. Okay? Because that's how you get people in there. And I know, I've lost enough money behind it. I told you guys before, I don't have losses, even though I lost money. I have lessons, and I have learned my lessons well. I'm telling you, and I hope that I pass some of those lessons on to you or knowledge on to you during the course of this. I mean, I hope we're all here the next 10 days. I hope this thing happens by Wednesday, and I can send it out to everybody to get in the email. I hope we learn something together going forward. So as our family. So that's just a little warning I got to put out there right now, because some of you will be here for the last call. Some of you won't. Some of you will get this recording. I mean, if Ray turns it on, because he forgot to turn the last one on again. So I get this recording. It still won't. But the fact of the matter is we've come this far, and you've done it by working smarter, not harder, by preparing for what's going to happen instead of just listening to some idiots out there tell you afterwards, you got to do this, or you got to have my trust to go to this location or go here. Tell you, use your official numbers. When I tell you that there are people in the business, the banking business, who are warning their family that there's going to be some false prophets out there who are ready right now, as soon as this happens, to give you 800 numbers to call, say, don't call them, go to this location, go to this person, just bag up your money, I'll take it in. You're going to get all kind of offers. Just try to be true to yourself and your family. Take care of your business. Again, we're going to be here for those first 10 days, depending on when they do it. So during those first 10 days, we'll be here and try and pass along as much as we can and get as many people as we can through it. I'm definitely without a doubt, whatever the banks want me to let you know, we're going to post it. And hopefully, again, it's a link. And I've been saying it for the last 5, 6 years that I can post where they can go and say, this is everything you need to know. And you can get it straight from them. And my job is just to get the link out to you, because that's the best way for it to work. So anyway, all right, it's all good news. Let's see what happens by Wednesday. If there is something, there was Iraq that called me, but I said, I got to take this call, but I missed him. I don't know when he's going to call me back, but I'm going to see what's going on, and hopefully I'll tweet something out to you guys later. All right, so do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. All right, ready?
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for today's segment. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's house.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
Your future.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous Monday. We are out of here.